Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Well, last night was my very first experience at La Nubia here at Disney Springs. But I hate to say, you guys are moving along. If the show is closing on New Year's Eve, do I hear?
That's right.
All right, let's start with, look, I'm going to get all the names. Introduce yourself.
Lakia.
Yes. You're the show director.
No, I am not.
Oh, you're not the show director. Okay, they're telling me the wrong thing then. You tell me who you are.
I am the marketing and PR manager for the show.
You're even more important. Who needs a director? Thanks. We have you. You make everybody look good. But La Nubia is going to be closing on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is our last show, correct.
Why?
It's been 19 years. We're still running on high.
Are you getting tired?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, I don't know. It's just, you know, the decision was made for the show to close. But, it's still a great show. People are still coming out. And it's nice to leave when you're on high. So
that is the perfect way to do it. And to close on New Year's Eve, I can't imagine. Is that going to be a special performance, the very last one, like a VIP invite-only kind of thing?
No, it's not. No. It's actually open to the public. But all of our shows are special, and we're going to do a special balloon drop. We always celebrate New Year's Eve, so, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Vincent and Derek are also joining us. Now, last night, my promotion director, Julia, was sitting next to me, and about every 5 seconds, I was reaching for her arm. You had my heart stopping. If you'd introduce yourself and tell me exactly what you do in the show, because I couldn't tell you from makeup and costuming who was doing what last night.
Right, and my own parents have the same reactions when they come and see the show. They can't point me out. But I'm Vincent, and I'm from Montreal. I do the Pyrotract part of the trampoline act.
You were one of those guys flying around on that last night.
Exactly.
We were amazed. You made it look so graceful.
Well, thank you.
If I would have been on the trampoline, I would be over in the Magic Kingdom by now. But every move was perfection. How long does it take to learn something like that when you make it look so easy?
Well, I've been training since I was 8 years old. I've been doing gymnastics, and growing up, that's what I did. So that's the training that it took to take me here.
What brought you to La Nubia?
Well, I always wanted to work for Cirque du Soleil because I'm from Montreal, so I grew up around Cirque.
Yeah.
And La Nubia was the first contract that was offered to me, and here I am.
That's quite a start.
Yep.
You're loving it. And Derek, in the show.
I'm Derek Aldrich. I do the trampoline act in the show. I'm actually the trampoline captain.
What was your costume last night, so I can think of who I saw flying around?
I'm just one of the house troop characters in the act, so I was actually wearing a green costume.
Okay.
I was on the trampoline.
Oh, you're not just anything.
Not just
you're
anything.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've been doing gymnastics for about 25 years now.
Wow.
Started when I was 10, and still going on strong.
When you were growing up and you were doing the gymnastics, did you ever think you'd get into a show like a Cirque du Soleil show? Was that your gold standard?
It wasn't at first. I started because I loved flipping around and the feeling of flying. And then actually the center tissue, the guy that flies in the air, the big muscle guy, always also comes from my gym. And so I saw him move on to a Cirque du Soleil job, and that's when it really sparked for me. And I was probably 11, and I was like, that's what I want to do. Like, Cirque du Soleil is just so amazing, and that's where I want to be.
Same for me. I'm actually a Florida local from Windermere. And so
you're a rarity.
I am a rarity. I remember seeing the show when I was a kid, and I just couldn't believe that you could do something after a career in gymnastics, and I realized, oh wow, this is something I want to do one day, and eventually trained hard enough and got a job.
Well, don't laugh, and ladies, get your pencils and pens out, please. We were referring to a certain person in the act last night as Red Ribbon Guy.
Oh, that's the one I'm talking about.
Phone number, address, no. What is his name?
David Poirier.
I'm watching him do everything he was doing. It's like there's not a muscle straining. He's not sweating. It's just like he was floating in all of that. I can't imagine the amount of training, even on a daily basis, you have to go through to achieve that kind of a look.
Yes, it's quite a task, a daunting task for him. We see him work out 24/7 behind the scenes in the training room.
And you guys work out just as hard.
We do. Yes. He works out in a different way, though. It's just.
Is this more strength training, or how is it different from yours?
Well, ours, we train more on our apparatus as well as just conditioning, and he has to do a lot more strength training.
I can't imagine the calories you must pack away a day when you're working as hard as you guys do. Okay, you know what? Lakia, let me ask you, for someone performing in Lanuba, I mean, what kind of a diet are you looking at for these people? What are they eating?
You know what? It's funny. When I see them in a green room, they eat everything that normal people do. I mean, they don't, they're not too bad, but they're, you know, they don't just eat greens and, you know, peas, and but they eat normal food. But they work out really well, and they don't overdo it, and they stay in shape, and, you know. So it's a great bunch of people. They know how to stay in shape and keep it healthy.
Well, I've got to ask both of you. Vincent, what's your guilty pleasure?
Because
I saw the hands go up to the face immediately.
I'm a big sweets guy, so I'll go for cake, I'll go for cookies, chocolates. We just got here.
I was just going to say, what you brought over from the ganachery. Oh, there's a chocolate skull sitting 5 feet from me. I love Disney. You never know what's going to happen next, but you're a sweets kind of guy. Derek, how about you?
I'm a pasta fanatic. My carbs.
That's not a bad way to go. So with the show actually ending here, what is your next step?
Well, hopefully, on my part, I'm hoping to get another show. I would like to go on a touring show to be able to travel the world as I'm doing this fun job. So
that would be sweet.
Yeah,
that
so I'm trying nice. To work out and put up a new demo to appeal to the other jobs that are in the company.
Well, that's interesting. I would think your resume sure differs from any other person's when you're going out there for a job. You're not just writing something down on a piece of paper.
No, exactly. But they like to see what we can do.
Oh,
so
yeah.
To put it on tape and put it into a demo reel where they have it all on camera, it's easier for them to be reminded of who we are.
What would you consider your specialty?
My specialty is tumbling, so it's a part of gymnastics, and that's what I'm here for.
Cool. And Derek, what's your next step?
That's a great question. I'm in the same boat as Vincent. I got all my tricks on the demo reel, and we'll see what happens.
You must be very close as a cast. When people have been working together this long and such a physical show, how hard is it going to be not to be working with those people? Or do you hope to work with them?
There's hope that we might work together because we're in the same act, so our specialties are working well together. So there's possibilities of that.
Yeah.
And we are a pretty tight cast. It's a big cast, so there's different groups in the cast. It's 65 people that work together every day, so you can't be close with all of them.
There are no secrets, in other words.
Yeah.
No secrets.
Now when you're running around in leotards, absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, what can you tell us about what's going to be next for, you know, Cirque?
There's, as far as Lanuba, the show is ending, so there's nothing, no news yet, so we don't know what's going on.
Oh, no news yet.
There's
you guys
no
always
yet.
Lead us
there
on.
There is no news. I'm sorry. But we do, we do want people to come to see the show right now, especially
Absolutely.
Florida residents. We do have an offer. It's a fun pack offer for tickets starting at $129. So you save more than 50% per ticket right now. So that offer ends December 16th.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great offer.
That's a very great offer. And with the show ending on New Year's Eve, I mean, boy, think about what a Christmas present this would be.
Great present.
That
Absolutely.
Would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Come to stay at your favorite Disney resort. We've talked about shopping endlessly this morning. But Lanuba last night was just a mind-blowing experience. And I don't know how many times I gasped and just looked at that. How are they doing this? But it was almost surrealistic. Just watching what was going on, not realizing, trying to figure out exactly what was going to happen next or where my eyes should go next.
Right. Yeah.
You're very good at diversion. I got to tell you that.
Thank you. It
You're
means
very
we're
good
doing our job well enough.
You were doing it spectacularly. Well, I wish you both much, much success. I can't wait to see you in your next endeavor. And just thank you for getting up so early. I know this probably isn't your favorite time of day. The coffee's over there.
Awesome. I'll be getting a cup. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Lanuba still. over at Disney Springs New Year's Eve. That is it. And make sure that you get the special deal. It is wonderful. If they want to get the tickets, where should they go?
They can go to WDW, or let me actually give you the number, 407-939-7828, or they can go to the website. They can go to lanuba.com or the Disney site, or they can come to the box office here at Disney Springs.
Oh, and before I forget, make sure you come early to catch the pre-show action. Those two guys are crazy.
They're funny. Absolutely.
What are their names?
Pablo and, well, I was about to say Pablo and Pablo. Yeah. Pablo and Paval.
So, they were wonderful.
Yeah,
they're such
clowns.
A big part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they really draw, and get ready for audience interaction. We should warn people about that, too.
Very good. Yeah.
Nothing like getting hit on the head with a pool noodle. It's mind-changing. But thank you, Lakia, Vincent, Derek. Wonderful talking to you. Really appreciate
thank
your time.
You.
And thank you for a wonderful evening last night.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.